Up to 11,000 Australians may have been in Japan when the earthquake and tsunami struck. Among them were four Australian federal MPs who were stranded for several hours after their bullet train ground to a halt. The delegation finally made its way to Tokyo and out to Narita Airport, which reopened on the weekend in an effort to clear a backlog of up to 14,000 passengers. Labor backbencher Stephen Jones spoke with our political editor Alison Carabine.
We were on a train between travelling north from Kyoto to Tokyo on the last day of our delegation. We felt the train starting to sway from side to side. It almost immediately stopped, and you know, the ground was moving quite significantly, and we could see the power poles and the lines shaking outside through the windows.
And how long were you stranded on the train?
We were on the train for about 6 hours, normally about a 2.5 hour trip, but we were caught on the train for about 6 hours as it slowly made its way north to Tokyo. It had start up for a while and then stop for what seemed like an hour or so, and then it'd start up again.
And once you arrived in the capital, what was happening in Tokyo? Was the city functioning normally?
We stopped about one station to the south of Tokyo because the underground rail system wasn't functioning normally, and this had a big impact. It meant that there were literally millions of people trying to walk home or trying to find accommodation in Tokyo for the night. So when we got there, we walked about an hour and a half from that station to the Australian Embassy. You know, there were just people everywhere teeming around on the streets trying to find their way home.
How would you describe the mood in Tokyo? The Japanese have been waiting for the big one to arrive for many years now. Was there an understanding of the magnitude of what had happened?
There certainly was. I mean, you could see on the faces of the people that there was shock and concern. But on the other hand, they seemed to be almost in lockstep, working through a well-ordered plan. They knew exactly what to do and how to go about it, and they were taking it in their stride. I mean, all the Australians remarked that you really had to admire the way that they seemed to be calmly working through what appeared to be a drill.
And how long were you in Tokyo before you made it out to Narita Airport?
The delegation was caught up in Tokyo for about 24 hours. We were then contacted by some of the embassy staff who we were staying with, and they advised us there was an opportunity to get out to the airport. It would normally take us about an hour, say an hour and a half during rush hour to get from Tokyo out to Narita Airport. It ended up being about a 6 hour trip because the roads were log jammed and we zigzagged across the public transport system.
Were you left with the impression that Japan can cope with this disaster, or it's been overwhelmed by it?
I think if there is a country on earth that is able to recover from a disaster like this, it's Japan. We, when we were a part of this delegation, we met with government officials and business officials. They're all very concerned about the floods in southeast Queensland, concern for the Australian people, and they'd been very generous donators of aid and assistance. So it struck us on the delegation that it was probably Australia's time to turn to lend a helping hand to the people of Japan, as they have to us on previous occasions, because they're going to need it to pull the country back together again.
That's Labor MP Stephen Jones speaking with Alison Carabine. He's back home in Wollongong after that ordeal, long trek through Tokyo, and flying out.